Bavabasa Yoshalmi, Crossbones Bavabasa Babri Daf Kuf Mem Zion. We begin the Yoshalmi on Daf Chav Tes Medalef at the Mishnah. Shchiv Mira Shekosov Konachosov Laachim, Shia Kalko Koshuhu Matnose Kayemis, Loishia Kalko Koshuhu Ein Matnose Kayemis. If a deathly ill person wrote over all of his property to his brothers, then if he withheld any field for himself, the gift remains even if he recuperates. But if he didn't withhold anything, then the gift is returned to him if he recuperates. If the document didn't specify that he was deathly ill, but he said he was deathly ill at the time, and the brothers claimed that he was actually healthy, he has to prove that he was deathly ill. Since they wish to take the property from his possession, then they're going to have to prove it. The Gemara says, Rav Yirmiyah, b'shem Rav, shi metaltelin le'asa klum, ela heniach le'i mo'is, v'loka karka, k'mishishir le'i karka. Rav Yirmiyah, quoting Rav, said, but if he only withheld movables, the gift is returned, unless he withheld money for himself to buy land, in which case, it is if he actually withheld land. V'dat detema, shi'a karka kol shehu, matnosoi kayemes, afilu shloi hivri, ava loi shi'a karka kol shehu, matnosoi kayemes, Ruhu Sheh Hivri. That's the gift. So we have, if he withheld any size field, his gift is valid even if he didn't recuperate. If he didn't withhold any field, his gift is valid only if he recuperates. Hadahi Dama Rav Yochanan B'Shem Rav Yanai, also Divrei Shchivmira, Kabaya Shekosa V'Nosan Ruhu Shemeis Me'Oisei Hacholi. This is like the statement Rav Yochanan said, quoting Rav Yanai, they equated the words of a deathly ill person to a healthy person who wrote and gave a document, but this is only true when he actually died from that illness.